With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. There are growing calls for President Biden to take action now and order a robust military response against Iran and its proxies.
He should significantly increase the level of strikes against Iranian assets, but I'm not quite there on strikes inside Iran.
The former commander of the U.S. Southern Command, retired Admiral James Stavridis.
I don't think we are quite at the point of launching massive disproportionate strikes inside Iran, simply because that would be a guarantee of an immediate regional war.
In the meantime, the president says he has decided how to respond to the killing of three American soldiers, noting that he does not want to expand war in the Middle East. He has not mentioned the specifics of how the U.S. will proceed. Also at SRNnews.com, the Illinois Election Board voting to keep former President Donald Trump on the state's primary ballot.
The vote was unanimous, but the board's hearing officer found there was evidence Trump is ineligible to run for violating a constitutional ban on those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. Another board member, Catherine McCrory, a Republican, believes there was an insurrection on January 6th. As far as Donald Trump is concerned,
there's no doubt in my mind that he manipulated, instigated, aided, and abetted an insurrection on January 6th.
McCrory voted to keep Trump on the ballot.
However, having said that, is not my place to rule on that today.
She says the board doesn't have jurisdiction to enforce that conclusion. I'm Ed Donahue.
Trouble for a Missouri Democrat lawmaker. Justice Department looking into allegations Cori Bush misused government funds for her personal security. This is SRN News. Amazon Prime producing a very controversial cartoon.
It's set in hell, makes Satan a sympathetic figure, and includes a cascade of profanity and sexual content. Amazon says it's aimed at adults, of course, but family advocates point out the kids will be attracted to it because it's animated, and it won't be hard for them to access it on their parents' account. The show, dubbed Has Been Hotel, has actually sparked backlash on social media, with a lot of Americans vowing to cancel their Amazon memberships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three churches in India shut down by mobs of Hindu radicals. The International Christian Concern reporting the attackers trashed the buildings where the three congregations were meeting and warned them not to gather again. Three pastors also arrested and mourned by local authorities, and also accused of carrying out forced conversions. This is SRN News. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin's wife hospitalized following a car accident in Alabama. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Manchin says his wife, Gail, and a colleague were in an accident while driving in Birmingham on their way to an event for the Appalachian Regional Commission. In a statement, Manchin writes, quote, both were admitted to UAB Hospital and are receiving excellent care. She remains in stable condition but will stay there for a couple of days for precautionary measures. Manchin also thanked first responders who arrived at the scene. Bob Agnew reporting.
It was a mixed day of trading on Wall Street Tuesday. Dow Industrials gaining 133 at 38,467. S&P 500 off just a fraction, well, 3 points at 49.24. And NASDAQ fell 118, closing at 15,509. More details at srnnews.com.